Exactly where is this type of cyanobacteria found? What is it?
Well, it's got an almost unpronounceable name, as you found out.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to look it up myself. It's Crococcidiopsis, if you will. And it's a genus that is actually very widespread. It's very simple, robust, primitive organism. It's found on the ice shelf in Antarctica. It's found in the desert, in the Navajo Desert, all sorts of places. And it might even be found in your garden. It's a sort of ubiquitous, which means it's almost everywhere. But what it has been hiding, it's been a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde. So do you want to know about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we found it has a completely different form of photosynthesis. When you grow it in far red light, as you said, in red light you can barely see, you probably know this sort of light. In surveillance cameras have this dim red light that you can hardly see, but when you look at it on the screen, it can see 30 metres. So it's that sort of colour that you can barely see. It can grow in that sort of light. And when it does that, it switches on this entirely different photosynthetic mechanism. It expresses these completely different set of genes. You probably know about genes. And when it expresses those genes, it does something completely different. Very efficient photosynthesis, as you said, uses light that you can't see, and not normal light. And as I said, it's very efficient.
This is amazing, and it's completely blowing my mind, because if there is one thing I learned from Year 10 science, it is that light causes photosynthesis, which is food for plants, and it's how they grow. And the fact that plants, this bacteria, can photosynthesize in light that we can't necessarily see is just absolutely incredible. Now, the thing that's been kind of floating around here in the studio, the thing that's been floating around this afternoon is the question is how this bacteria could potentially allow humans to live in extreme conditions like on Mars.
Okay, well, as I said, it's very, very robust, and it can use dim red light and photosynthesize, and part of bacteria are actually what created the planet that we live on in terms of its biosphere. And it's actually bacteria were first. Bacteria do nearly 60% of the current photosynthesis on the planet. Plants and other things are really only the rest. So they still are the kings of the planet in that respect. Mm. And so they terraformed the whole place. What this organism could do is live in a harsh environment. I don't know if you looked it up at all, but it actually has been shown to survive on the outside of the International Space Station.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty tough. But, not that it'll grow there, because you need water. You also need to have liquid water to be able for life to happen. Mm. Now, Mars is just at the point where there is water there, apparently, and it can almost melt. So this bacterium could grow on the underside of a rock with a little bit of light that goes through the rock that you can't see very well, and actually eventually produce oxygen and actually eventually terraform Mars. But that's really not the big deal for us. The big deal for us is it tells us about photosynthesis in a very fundamental way. Mm. And it relates to life back on Earth too, because can I say a little bit more?
Oh, please. Absolutely.
Well, it can actually, when you form this far red form and then expose it to normal light, the thing drops dead.
Wow.
Which is not very good, but we know that, photosynthesis is susceptible to high temperature, low temperature, and the coral reef is bleaching. We know too high a light level is no good as well. Mm-hmm. And so this will really help us understand this photo bleaching and photo protection mechanisms that are there. And this one we really didn't see coming.
Wow.
And that's why it's been so excited, and it's been published in a really good journal, and we're really very excited about it, and there's been quite a bit of interest in it.
Do you know what? I'm excited too. I don't know a lot about science, but this is exciting. This is such an interesting thing to be able to understand and to be able to pull apart and to be able to explore further. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but I must thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Anytime.